What is this shift?
We want to do this.
Let's do this. Kind of boom, bang, bing, bong.
Bada bing, bada boom. One, two, three. Oh.
Yo. Welcome, shifties.
Shift hit the fan.
Or it's getting ready to shoot up to the fan and splat.
In the devil's butt crack.
Yep.
What is the first
We got
thing?
The wheel of got the wheel of fortune with the wheel in the devil's butt crack.
The first thing that popped out to me. That's the main card. And then we've got the Six of Wands in reverse. Yeah, you want to go?
I want to go. Sure. I think we should start out by saying this week has sucked for a lot of people. Past few days, whatever's going on energetically has been crazy.
Devil
I just feel
crack.
Yeah, devil's butt crack. Feels like we just crawled up the devil's ass.
Yeah.
It's like my dad always would joke. Smells like, what would he say? Smells like something just crawled out of someone's butt crack. I can't remember anymore, but crawled up in a butt crack and died.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what life feels like, at least for a lot of us. But then Abra went on to have a beautiful meditation with our friends, and life's looking up. Still sucks. I don't know. I'm still feeling it. Some of our other friends felt some good positive vibes from that, so thanks, Abra.
Yeah, last night, yeah. I've had two meditations since the last call, and man, as hard as it's been, you know, physically to go to be experiencing all this stuff, I just have this overwhelming feeling that this is like, you know, that big event before we move into the thing that we've been going towards, like the shift, the new thing. So there's still like this comfort inside of all of this pain and exhaustion. Yeah. Go on. Finish your thought.
All right, here we go. Into the cards. So we've got the Wheel of Fortune. It's in the devil's butt crack. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that I could try to give meaning to. But I think I'm just going to go with the simple answer. Life is Russian roulette sometimes. Sometimes you win really great stuff. You win life. And sometimes it's really crappy and you feel like death. And I think the next card, the hidden energy with the Six of Wands reversed. For me, this is, you know, a whole army going out to fight some battle, to do the thing, to have your intentions, and then it's flipped upside down. Like all of your efforts and all of your team is just not working out. And with all of this, with both of these cards, what I feel like from this, it reminds me of this Zen story, and the way that I know it is from this kid's book, because I've read it to my kid a whole bunch, and so this is a version that I have in my head, and you could probably tell it 100 different ways. But there's a farmer, and he has a horse. His horse goes missing, and the villagers come and say, "Oh, what bad luck!" And the farmer says, "Maybe." And then the horse comes back. He brings two other wild horses with him, and villagers say, "Oh, what good luck!" And he's like, "Eh, maybe." And then the next day, his son's riding one of the wild horses, falls off, breaks his leg. Villagers again say, "Oh, what bad luck." And he says, "Ah, maybe. And then the next day, the army comes to draft all the young men, and his son can't go because he's got a broken leg, and all the villagers are like, oh, what good luck. And he's like, ah, maybe. And in the end, it's this idea that, we think that we have good luck and bad luck, and these good things happen, these bad things happen, and we don't really know what it's gonna bring. The good luck can bring the bad luck, and the bad luck can bring the good luck. And in the end, it's just the things that happen in life. We can get really high on these emotions and feel like everything's working out. And that's a really good moment. I don't want to say that we shouldn't feel that. I don't want to say that we shouldn't be emotionless. But we think that everything's working out, and like, yeah, life's great. We're gonna carry this with us. We're gung-ho about everything. And the next minute we're, smacked on our ass and something terrible has happened, and or we just feel like shit. That's what I've felt the past few days. Just kind of like shit. I don't want to really do much, and I don't really have a whole lot of momentum in going in my life. But that doesn't mean that my life is over and ruined, and like I can project into the future these bad things because based on how I feel. Or I could say, yeah, I feel like crap today, and all right, what's my body need of me? Or like, this thing happened in my life that's really terrible. What I could like say that life is terrible because of it. Or I could say, yeah, this is a moment that I'm passing through that is really crappy right now, and I can sit in those emotions and let them work something in me. And I think what I've gotten out of this feeling is a lot of times I feel like in the past I've used these emotions to drive me towards something else. And emotions are a beautiful driver in that manner. But I also think that there's sometimes when you don't need to drive anything. You don't need to derive anything from the emotions that we're feeling. They're just emotions. They're just the things that we're feeling inside of us. And it's okay to have those emotions. And it's okay to have thoughts. And it's okay to have all these different things. And it's okay to do absolutely nothing about them. Even the excitement, it's okay to just be like, wow, I feel really good right now. This is amazing. Thank you. And having some gratitude towards that. And even having gratitude towards, wow, this is shitty. Thanks for giving me the contrast. And not to say that we have to be positive about everything. Not every ha thing has to be positive. But life's going to hand us what it hands us. And we can be negative or positive, and we can feel however we want to about whatever is happening. And that's okay. Sometimes our forces are going to be turned upside down on us. And sometimes our forces are going to be working for us. And we get to just experience life. You get to go through moment by moment and seeing all of its dynamic beauty that it gives us. And yeah, that's what I feel about all this.
Awesome. So what I have been noticing, like I said, the very first thing that I noticed was the wheel is in the devil's butt crack, and then I started, I'm trying to look at just the imagery. I don't really know what this card means anyways, so what came up for me was that all of these little creatures that kind of look like some, like a bull, maybe a lion, maybe a phoenix. It's all uncertain. You don't know if they're reading a book or they're journaling, because only the lion looks, or the bull looks like it's journaling. So you don't know what the books are for in this picture. All I know is that like there are these mythical creatures and they all have wings. So it's like a lot of uncertainty for me. but it's still magical. It's still all imagination. What we think, maybe the devil looks like, what what we think certain creatures might look like and symbolize. It's all left up to interpretation. And so it's a personal thing, like Elias was saying, you know, it's all how you perceive these things, that has to either be good or bad for you. It's a personal experience, and the way that I want to see it is it's all magical, that every one of these creatures in the clouds has wings. So whatever it is, it's ready to take flight. And I'm gonna see it like, yeah, this may be happening in the devil's butt crack. There may be either some knowledge or some imagination, but it's gonna be magical regardless. But the perspective here, I'm gonna piggyback on what Elias said about this team, this your army. There's six of you here, and there's three. There's two that you can totally see. There's one that you maybe can see behind the horse. There's a hat. Everybody's holding their own power. And I think what's off is the perspective. That's what makes this seem more uncertain. So this is like in the background. This is what it looks like on the outside. You don't know what you're gonna get. And the experience, if we're not able to turn it around, to know that we have seen and unseen forces on our team, in our army, it's gonna feel the way that it's been feeling for so many of us, like heavy, and you don't really know that you're supported. So I think for me, that's a key that, you know, this is telling me I just need to change my perspective to feel more comfortable in the unknown, to feel more everything's gonna work out, despite what it looks like. And I gotta remember that I've got the seen and the unseen, and that I am solid. And even though I try not to put myself into these anymore, can't help but feel like, you know, this is the collective stuff. This is the stuff that's in the collective. A lot of people are going through this stuff, so I'm part of the collective. And I know that this is what's being pointed out to me constantly is my perspective. My perspective of feeling taken care of and knowing that I have my team. There with me. And it's all gonna be great.
I really like what you said about the Wheel of Fortune and the creative aspect of it. Like, all four of those creatures have the books open as if they're writing. Like, the future isn't really written yet. And I think if you look at this idea of this idea of multiple parallel universes, that infinity lies within in front of us right now, that we can go in infinite number of directions at any moment, and space is infinite. And so you'll have all of these parallel universes drifting off all at once. And our choices, we have infinite choice to go through that space and write our future, to write our past, really. We're writing the past and moving into the future. And I feel like it's almost this team effort to record all of that possibility, all of the events that are happening, all of the choices that are being made in every single instant and shaping life around us. You know, we talk about the Wheel of Fortune and not knowing what's going to happen, having that kind of Russian roulette type feeling of it could be bad, it could be really great, it could be spectacular, it could be kind of blah, you know, whatever is happening in our life, we're moving through that, writing it as we go, writing it through our perspective and our perception of what's happening, writing it through our thoughts. All of our thoughts are all so individually unique to each one of us. And as we get to navigate that, we can shape it and say, do I want this thought? Do I want this perspective? Do I want this perception of what's happening in this moment? And I think that's our true creative self right there, is just to step back and say, what do I want to turn this moment into? You know, do I want to see all the things that are going and conspiring for me and moving through my life? Or do I want to see that negative? And yeah, things suck sometimes. Like right now, things suck for me in my life, and I don't understand the emotions that are happening in my mind. All I know is that I have thoughts and I have feelings, and I don't know really where they're all coming from. But I can also step back and say, wow, look at all these thoughts that I have. Look at all these perspectives and perceptions I have. And that's a really interesting perspective that I have. And that's another interesting thought that I have. And I just get it gives me that chance to wake up a little, to say, oh, here I am right now. Here's my present moment. And I think that's a key to like all of it. It's just to be present and just say, yeah, this is something that's happening right now. And I get to experience life. I get to experience sadness and anger and depression and frustration. And I also get to experience this joy and happiness and peace and calm and all of the things that come our way. And I think we want to put these on a hierarchy of good and bad, of like preferences, and like, yeah, I want to feel good all the time. But in reality, we're going to feel what we're going to feel. And I think if we can make every feeling a joyous feeling, that is an amazing thing. For me, that's what I want. Even when I feel anger or frustration or sadness or whatever it is, or anxiety, I want to be able to look at that and say, wow, look at my feeling. Look at this feeling that I had inside of my body. I got to live. I got to be this amazing living creature with a soul. And I don't know. And maybe that's, again, more idealistic than is possible. But we still got to go through life little by little, and we get to decide how we see it.
Yeah. I feel like ever since my death on Friday, I've been more sort of in that space of like just observing what's happening in the unknown, right? In that, and more comfortable in that uncertainty. And just really a lot more observant and attentive of what's been coming up inside of this. I'm noticing where like I might have dismissed something or tried to run away. Now I really just want to experience it all and see what's coming up. I'm not trying to avoid anything. And yeah, it's like I just want to experience life more. Just like really experience what moment to moment, the emotions, the feelings, the sensations, whatever it is, thoughts. I really just want to be with all of it. And that's just what, what came up in you saying all of that, It is, it's totally. It's peaceful. It's It just makes me want to hug everybody. Because there's so much that I know that people have trouble being with. It's like a gift that this gift of perspective of being able to hold more than I thought I'd be able to hold. And it's awesome. The end.
It is awesome. I do love good hugs.
Yeah.
Having that thought, it makes me feel like the things that I've been able to offer lately, and someone had a reaction to me recently of like me not being able to understand them and them not feeling understood by all these different people around them. And it gave me this reaction of like, yeah, I won't ever understand anyone. I won't ever be able to understand anything that somebody else is going through. Like, I can fish around and keep guessing and keep trying to have this deep connection of understanding for these different people. But I don't know that I can ever fully understand them. It's not my feeling to feel, it's their feeling. But I can hold space for their feeling, and I can try to connect to them as best as I can. And I can feel with them the weight or the excitement of whatever's going on. And I think for me, that space is the best thing that I have to offer. And just being able to give people a hug and say, I'm here. I love you. You're amazing. You're doing amazing in whatever it is that you're doing. I think that's the best thing that I can ever offer to anybody, is just that feeling of we're both feeling together in this life. And we both have to feel our own things, you know?
We're all going through it, and
We're all going through
it's
life.
gonna get messy sometimes, and that's okay. We'll figure it out together.
All right, shifties. That's what we got for you. We're going through this shift together.
Yes, we can do this shift.
Thank you for being the amazing person that you are. All of you, Avra, you too. Thank you for going this with through this life with me, with all of us, that we get to do this together. Because sometimes it sucks, and sometimes it's shitty, and I think, and sometimes it's really wonderful. But like we said at the beginning of our, some of our early podcasts, we were saying talking about space and holding space for each other, and that's what I think that's what we have to offer you, is just space. So,
That sometimes it's really shifty.
yeah,
Like said, shitty.
both
Both things are
shitty is
happening
shifty.
at the same time. Yep. Love you, shifties, shift heads.
Love y'all.
The end. What Elias said. Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.